We've got to talk now to our man, Brad Rosen, who is the former Kings captain, and he would be pretty happy, I reckon, with their 4-3 record thus far. A big win against the Adelaide 36ers overnight. He joins us on the line. G'day, Brad.
Good morning, boys. Pretty happy. Absolutely wrapped. We gave it to those 36ers yesterday. Go those Kings.
Mate, they were so strong, they're sacking blokes after it. What's going on there? Address de Leon.
This is the power of the Sydney Kings. We get imports sucked. Nah, look, it's not a shock. Let's be honest. Adrian De Leon is his name.
De Leon, okay.
Yeah, De Leon, and he's been up and down. And look, he's played actually a few years ago for Joey Ride in the Gold Coast. So I don't see it as a shock that he's gone, but I also don't think it was a bad recruitment by Joey because he knew what he was going to get. I think it's just that other players aren't stepping up as much as Joey wanted, and unfortunately, in this day and age, imports are the ones to sack easy.
Right.
Yeah,
so they're gone. The mail that I'm getting is Demetrius Konga will be the one to replace him. Now, for our Sydney and Wollongong viewers or New South Wales viewers and NBL lovers, they'll know Demetrius Konga played for Wollongong last year. And he was their import. And he was phenomenal. But not a point guard. He's in the three spot. So we'll be interesting to see how that comes.
Yeah, Brad, the Kings, as you said, big wins in Adelaide. The first win over Adelaide in 11 matches, and been 3 years since the Kings have won over there.
Yeah, I know. That's been unbelievable. And ironically, Andrew Gaze had never beaten Joey Wright when they were coaching against each other.
There you
go. That's another one that's been a good one. Look, it was a great win. Brad Newley was outstanding. I thought Jerome Randall was great. Kevin Lish, who's been great for most of this season.
Yeah.
All three of them really scored well over 20. And then you look at Andrew Bogut, he did his bit and got in and did what he had to do. And it was just fantastic. An absolutely brilliant game. Couldn't have been happier for them.
Injury to Bogut? There were some questions about whether he's come out of the game 100%.
Yeah, I saw that he did his elbow and he came out. So hopefully it looked like a bit of a hyperextension. So usually those aren't too bad. I just can't remember because he had an elbow injury in the NBA when he went up and dunked when he was with the Milwaukee then and fell on his arm.
Shocking.
Yeah, fell on his elbow. So I hope it's not that one.
Right.
Is the answer. But I've got to be honest, I can't remember if it was that same elbow or not. So let's hope it's nothing major. The camp didn't seem too worried about it. There's been no major news and they don't play another game this weekend. They're not up till next weekend. So he'll have good recovery and lucky him can have the week off training.
Exactly. Of the other games so far, Brad, Perth 90, Brisbane 87, the Breakers 104, Cairns 81, Illawarra 87, Melbourne 81. Perth looking pretty strong again this season.
Yeah, well, for the punters that listened on Friday morning, I predicted that was the better the round, so hopefully they got on that. But I'll tell you what, they did it harder than I thought they did, Perth. So they had to hit a buzzer beater by MVP Bryce Cotton on literally with 3 seconds left. He hit a three to win it. So that was brilliant. Illawarra, fantastic win against the defending champs, Melbourne United. Mind you, Melbourne without a few players.
Yeah.
But it was still good enough. And that's the game that I'm actually calling down there today. It's a triple treat today for the NBA. And the middle game is Perth versus Illawarra at Illawarra. So that is going to be a beauty.
All right, well, let's get your thoughts on that one. And find us a winner there. You're right, it's in the middle of the Melbourne v Cairns game and the Brisbane versus the Breakers game. Presently at tab.com.au, we have Illawarra $1.77 favourite, Perth, the $2.05 outsiders.
Unbelievable when you think Perth, who have got, 6-1, can be the outsiders.
Yeah.
But I'm actually thinking Illawarra will win this game. Perth are without three of their starters, Damian Martin, Terence White, and also Angus Brandt rolled his ankle. So I think Illawarra can get an upset, even though you look at Tab, their counts, they're saying they'll win. But that's an upset when you think it's 6-1.
Yes, most definitely. Melbourne favourite, $1.25 against the Cairns have been disappointing this year at $4.
Well, Cairns have been awful, but this was my best bet of the round. Oh, sorry, this is my roughie of the round.
Okay.
I really have a feeling Cairns, Mello, Trimble, they can turn this around. I wouldn't put my house on it, but just look out for Cairns because when they roll and they get going, they can beat anyone.
Plus eight and a half is the line, maybe $1.90 there.
Yeah, I just expect them to come. They're better than what their record shows. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, and yes, they will be at the bottom of the ladder, but they can play so much better than what they're doing.
Brisbane $1.70, New Zealand $2.15.
Yeah, look, I can't see anything but a New Zealand win here. I know a lot of people will say, what are you kidding? Brisbane, just won two last week, lost three. New Zealand are humming, and they're much better than they are. So that's a good one. I'd get on New Zealand for that one.
Ah, there you go. There's some value for the listeners there. We'll retweet those out as well, Brad Rosen's tips, across our social media platforms. I want to ask you, Joe Ingles, he's just a... He just doesn't look like a star. You know, he's the most unsuspecting superstar in the NBA. 27 points, equal career high for him. And they're talking about him, and I don't know whether he's talking about it, as the best shooter in the world.
Yeah, I saw that interview. He said, is he the best shooter in the world? And his answer was, well, I'm confident. What a great answer that
was. Wasn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. Look, Joey's been unbelievable, you know. Just a lot of people used to say the same thing about me. You just don't look like a superstar. The difference was I wasn't. So we're very similar, and probably, I don't know, about $60 to $80 million difference in our career earnings. But besides that... look, he's been phenomenal. And 27 points again yesterday, shooting the ball at an unbelievable clip. He's, slow-mo Joe, they call him. He has been outstanding. In fact, I think the Aussies have been brilliant. You know, you look at Jonah Bolden, played for Philadelphia yesterday.
Yes.
Hit a three on the buzzer of the first quarter to end the first quarter. And it looks like there's a trade going on with Philly as well, where Jimmy Butler, now from Minnesota, who's been very uncomfortable there, it looks like he's going to go to Philly. So they've got themselves an all-star. Patty Mills has been unbelievable. Ben Simmons doing what he does. Mm. It just keeps going. Aaron Baines in Boston. Where do you go? These Aussies are going unbelievable, and it's great to see.
Decent Olympic team, boys, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it what?
Get on that.
Yeah. Get excited about that. Hey, good on you, Brad. As I said, we'll put those tips out again on social media. We do appreciate it. I know they only play once this week and they've already played, but go on.
Doesn't matter.
Give us another one.
Go those Kings.
There it is. Brad Rosen, former captain of the Sydney
next
Kings.
Sunday,